Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All the information you need to make the most of your fantasy football league with just a touch of sarcasm to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this latest episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
So, you want to do the
Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast, everybody. It's Saturday, October 20th, week 7 of the NFL season. Packer bye week. No greatest quarterback of all time playing this week.
Oh, no, Tom Brady's playing.
Well, no, Tom Brady is not the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah, he is.
No, you think so?
Yeah.
Well, I actually, do we want to go over that some more?
No, I'm good. I don't need. Oh, do you get more?
No, I just wanted to. I was just looking online on the NFL.com website. They have all the quarterbacks ranked for this year so far. Guess who number one is?
Drew Brees.
Ben Roethlisberger. Guess who number two is?
Drew Brees.
Aaron Rodgers.
No way.
Yes, sir.
For what? For
Drew Brees is...
For yardage or what?
Yes.
Okay.
Drew Brees is 16.
So the whole yardage thing can... You could probably take close to 100 yards off his numbers.
And why am I taking 100 yards off
his... Well, actually, it's probably even more than that. But last week's game...
Yes.
If you noticed, I would say close to 100 yards was basically just given to him.
How?
Well, it was like little dump-off passes over the middle when they were playing.
Tom Brady.
Okay.
Number 17.
Tom Brady.
Yes.
5 Super Bowls?
Doesn't matter right now.
Okay. Well, it kind of does matter. I'm the greatest quarterback of all time. It's not the greatest quarterback of...
Of now?
Of today. And Aaron's not even that. I mean, he just doesn't put the stats. I mean, he puts stats up. He's great at fantasy stats.
Yep. He's great at everything.
He barely wins games.
He's in love with Danica Patrick.
He barely wins games. Oh, you can have Dan. She is actually perfect for him, I think.
Oh, man. I love this. And, you know, I got an email from Brad.
Right.
Or a text message from Brad. He said I was right.
On what?
He made a comment about
what that
from
our
discussion last week. He goes, you know, it was funny. Dan was telling you can't talk about stats, but whenever he made a comment, all he went to was stats. I'm like, well, it's all you can talk about. Anyways, check out the website, mycffl.com. All the links from the news and notes that we talk about today will be there. In fact, I even put something else up there.
Uh-oh.
I have... the lifetime career numbers for 3 quarterbacks. You can click on them and it'll take you right to their lifetime career numbers. There's Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, and Tom Brady.
Bottom line, how many Super Bowls has Aaron Rodgers won?
1.
And how many do you think he's going to win?
At least 3.
And we have a bet on that.
We do have a bet on that.
Yeah, because
he's got 1 this year and then maybe 1 next year when everybody's even a year better.
Okay. All right. I'll stick to the fact that Aaron Rodgers will never only have 1 Super Bowl in
questions,
his career.
Questions, comments, and concerns, email us, cffpodcast@hotmail.com or Dan at...
Strap1971@yahoo.com.
You can also use that email address if you want to be part of our Beat the Host segment, which is coming up a little bit later on in the podcast. Our guy who was supposed to be here last week, he's going to be here this week.
Yes, he's...
And last week you had said you were going to destroy me, right? I beat you 101-91.
I'll have to take the check on
it. I'm still undefeated. Well,
you know why?
Because Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams?
No, wasn't it Austin Hooper?
Austin Hooper, man, my tight end rocked.
Yeah, and he hasn't done anything all year.
And don't forget about the call-in line, 414-520.
I guess that's 1 koozie. No, I get 1 koozie
for being
just a...
being there.
Yeah.
All right. The call-in line, 414-520-8249. You can either text on that one, send us things that we can read on the air, or you can call and leave a message, and we'll play it on the air. We have none this week. Scared him off last week with the whole Aaron Rodgers thing.
Yeah,
I think.
Actually, I talked to that guy too.
He said that Dave's right?
No, he did not. We had another discussion about Aaron Rodgers on the final the game this past week.
Oh yeah, about how amazing he was.
Fantasy stats wise, yeah.
No, he As won a quarter- the game. He won the game for them.
Okay.
Another comeback win for Aaron Rodgers
so,
in the fourth
quarter. So let me ask you this. So, and I know the answer because you're going to lie.
Okay.
But who lost the game for the Packers the week before?
That would have been Mason Crosby.
Okay. So then in turn, how can Mason Crosby not be the reason why the Packers won the game?
Because Aaron Rodgers got him to that point. Aaron Rodgers got the Packers to the point where Mason Crosby should have kicked those four field goals. And
but did Aaron Rodgers score the 3 points, or did Mason Crosby score the 3 points?
Mason Crosby scored 3 points, but Aaron Rodgers got him to the point where we could bring Mason Crosby in and kick the field
but
goal.
But once again, just like the week before,
yes.
If Aaron Rodgers was a better quarterback, we shouldn't even need Mason Crosby.
Why was that?
Because if Aaron Rodgers is as good a quarterback as he is, we should have scored. We should have scored touchdowns.
Here's the problem with that thought.
Oh, it's somebody else's fault that Aaron Rodgers didn't get us the score.
Here's the problem with that thought. Did you again see the pass bounce off of Jimmy Graham's hands last week?
Yeah, just like the week before, where I saw it overthrow Jimmy Graham.
One pass. And
so you just pointed out one pass.
One pass. Yeah, I mean it happens. He does that to throw the ball away because he's not to the point where he's open where he can get him the ball, so you got to throw the ball away. And you throw the ball away, otherwise you get those cheap intentional grounding calls. But in last week, now, was it Aaron Rodgers' fault that the defense couldn't tackle anybody or cover anybody? That should have been a shutout last week. Frisco is not that good.
Okay. I
But, you know,
I agree, I guess.
7 minutes into this, and I already have you worked up.
Oh, that's the funny thing is you do agree with what I have to say. You're just trying, you can work me up on the whole fact that Aaron Rodgers is not the greatest quarterback.
Oh, no, I don't agree with you on that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
I know.
We have a fantasy girl this week, the one you asked about last week, Chanel West Coast.
Oh, and I was told that I didn't need the bell this week.
I brought the bell, but you're not going to need it. I don't. I bet you. I will bet you a koozie. You don't get one of the measurements right.
One right on the dot, or do I get the one minus the plus?
I'll give you within an inch.
Okay. Oh, I.
You got this then?
I'll buy lunch.
Okay, fine.
If you give me a koozie. And I'll buy lunch.
Oh, wait, no. How about that? If I lose, I buy lunch. You lose, you buy lunch.
Okay.
All right. Enough of that. Like I said, we have Beat the Host coming up. We have gambling.
10 minutes into the show.
And we have bets.
We have
no
accomplishments.
We're degenerates. And what's the last? What am I missing? Must starts and don't bothers. And I think that's it. News and notes.
Well, and we're going to go over the 5 questions I thought that you had.
Yeah, that'll be in news and notes. Okay. So you ready to do that? You want to get that going?
Let's go.
Here we go. And we're back, and as always, it's injuries first. Baker Mayfield sprained his ankle and received treatment this week. Fantasy owners shouldn't worry, though. He isn't expected to miss any time.
He's tough.
He's a tough man. If last week's concussion wasn't bad enough for Cooper Kupp, he now has a sprained MCL, just like Aaron Rodgers, from this last week's action. So that means Cooper Kupp's going to miss a game, unlike Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
If you're owner of his services in fantasy football, you might be looking for a replacement. You know who that would be in L.A.?
Be Robert Woods?
Josh Reynolds.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Some deep, deep receiver.
That's if you're looking. Yeah, I don't think I'd be.
Because somebody probably has Robert Woods on
right
on a team, right?
Well, Jared Reynolds, I don't think I'd need to pick him up this week.
I think this one hurts you, right? Devontae Freeman.
Oh.
Placed on the IR for the Falcons.
I got two running backs off my team so far.
With his injured foot and groin, he had surgery on his groin on Thursday, and my heart went out to the guy. No one is getting that close to my groin with a sharp knife. Be strong, Devonta. Speaking of groin issues, Marshawn Lynch also having some problems with his groinal region.
Yeah, so who does that benefit? I mean, is that Doug Martin or is that...
Probably a little bit of both. It's probably going to be a 50-50 between those two, right?
Martin
and Jalen Richard?
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing, yeah. Because Richard's going to be more of a third down back.
Which is good because I have a Jalen Richard.
You won't play him.
No, because I'm loaded everywhere else. Lynch owners need to start watching the injury reports. In fact, he's going to miss, what, a month?
I thought it was only 2 or 3 weeks, but maybe you might have heard something different.
I'm trying to remember. I heard somebody's missing a month. You look that up while we're doing it. Calvin Ridley, the man in Atlanta, suffered a bone bruise on Sunday. Falcons are worried that it was worse than that prior to the MRI coming back clean, so he's fine. If you're a Ridley owner, watch his practice action this week before putting him in your lineup. See if the Falcons are going to give him some time to heal. I like me Calvin Ridley.
Is he going to be is he a top five wide receiver?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Not yet. Aaron Rodgers injury update. He's looking to shed his knee brace during the bye week. He's going to have another MRI to see if that is going to be possible. Can you just imagine the show this guy's going to put on if his brace is off?
And can you imagine what's his excuse going to be when he doesn't play well in the first half like he always does?
Oh, he's going to play well.
He's not going to be able to blame it on anything.
I don't know if you know what you're talking about. I don't know. Ted Ginn.
Whenever he overthrows somebody, he always grabs the knee.
Oh, pause on the news.
Okay.
You know, you made that. You went over my thing about how when he's playing bad, he's blaming the knee, and when he says my knee hurts, and when he's not playing bad, it's
right. Well, that's what you said actually.
No, I went over and listened to that.
Okay.
And what I said is, do you think that the knee isn't as bad as he's making it out to be? That he's just doing it as a ploy. That maybe the knee's not really hurt that bad. And he's just doing all this so that
is he catfishing the
is that what it is?
Is that what he's doing?
Is that catfishing? I'm not a teenage girl, so I don't really know what the wording is.
I'm guessing it's
that kind of what I said. So I just had to, go back.
You did listen.
I had to go back and listen.
Because you want to make sure.
Did I really say that? Ted Ginn has been placed on the IR by the Saints with a knee injury. It's the reserved injured list, so he's going to miss at least 8 games before he can return to action.
So does that make you move Cameron Meredith or
Traquan
Smith?
No, isn't Traquan – See, I don't understand these black names. Isn't Traquan Smith a defensive guy, or is that Roquan Smith?
That's Roquan for
Chicago.
Yeah, Traquan, I believe, is the wide receiver, the rookie wide receiver for the Saints.
We got to name him Traquan because Roquan was taken.
And then there's a guy.
Why aren't you laughing at these?
Because I'm just. you're killing me. Get the lawyers back in here. We need
Traquan.
Traquan, isn't it?
What's Treadwell? Laquan Treadwell, right?
Yes.
That's not the guy in New Orleans.
No.
Oh, my gosh. I don't understand all these.
Don't forget the guy from the wide receiver. There's two Taylors, one in Tennessee, and I thought they both had.
Problems?
No, names. That
really?
That
we'll do our all-name list.
Can we get our executive producer on this, Wayne? Could you please get us some names for us, please?
Oh, man. So now I got some questions for you.
Okay.
Right? The word was that the selfish one, Le'Veon Bell, would return to his team during the bye week. However, that's turning out not to necessarily be true. Word out of Pittsburgh is that Bell will not be with the team during the Week 7 bye, but instead is going to show up during practice for the Steelers Week 8 game. Is Bell going to show up at all?
Oh, I think he's going to show up for sure. Week 8.
So he's going to play Week 8.
I still think if I was a John Connors owner, I would probably be playing him.
Yeah, you think that he's, at worst, timeshare?
Yeah. I don't think Le'Veon won't be doing that.
So you're saying he's going to show up. Are the Steelers going, and you obviously then don't think the Steelers are going to bench Connor?
Not week 8.
You think of 50-50?
Well, I think it's actually.
And see how Bell does.
I might even go farther than that. I'd probably say 60-40.
Now, I heard the Steelers are also talking about using the commissioner's exempt list for Bell, like the Vikings did with Adrian Peterson.
Meaning that they would
Say, you're done for the year, but, you know, you're still going to get paid. You're not going to play.
Oh,
God. He would probably love that.
I would think he would love that.
Because isn't that what happened? Didn't Peterson get paid? But he doesn't get his full – how does that work?
No, aren't you – you're thinking more on the lines of Terrell Owens when he played for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, but Adrian Peterson was on some list too because he was
– Yeah, but that was a suspension list for whipping his kid until the kid bleed. But he got away with it, unlike Ray Rice who
– But didn't – did he get paid or not?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, they all got – and so did the defensive lineman,
Greg Hardy.
Hardy.
So, okay, go back a year or two.
Okay.
And you still have Bell on your fantasy roster.
Yep.
What are you doing? You trying to trade him? You think the Steelers are going to trade him? You hold on and wait? Because, you know, Henry has Le'Veon Bell. And that's all he talked about last week, Monday.
What to do with it?
He goes, I can't figure this out. I don't know what to do. It's pissing me off.
Because I don't want him, but if I was Henry, I would try to see what you could get for him. I mean, you might be able, you know, find a
nice deal out there.
A donkey out there that might be
rattle that drunk drunk.
Yeah, see what you can get.
Next one. According to head coach Sean Payton, Alvin Kamara's 9 touches in week 5. In the week 5 game against the Redskins, was a byproduct of the team's several explosive plays in the game and not a reduced role. That's according to Sean Payton.
Right. It's not. It's
Do you believe that?
Yeah, definitely. I think it was a good game to rest Alvin.
Yeah, because they didn't really need him.
Right.
So you think there's going to be more balance between Kamara and Ingram, or do you?
I think it's going to be the same as it was the year before when those two went crazy. To be honest with you, I think actually Drew Brees might hurt more out of this than anybody.
Because they're going to be running more now?
Right.
The Raiders looking for a first-round pick for Amari Cooper. First question. Who is going to be stupid enough to give up a first-round pick for Amari Cooper?
Well, if I was the Packers, I would.
Would you?
Yes. Easily.
A first-round pick?
Yep. Done.
Wow. Aaron Rodgers would be unstoppable.
The guy can only
if Cooper just another, can catch the ball.
Well, it'd be just another person for Aaron to blame for how shitty of a quarterback he is.
Has Amari Cooper been far too inconsistent to expect much more than a third round pick for his services?
A what pick?
A third.
No, why would you give up a third? I mean, why would Oakland? They're going to get a first for the guy.
No one's going to give him a first, except apparently you.
Well, if I was the Packers with 2 first-round draft picks?
Yeah.
The guy's what, 25, 20, 26 years old? I mean, he's not even into his heyday or his prime.
Yeah, and he hasn't really played much, so he's probably still really pretty good.
But once again, I wish the other guy, Bruce, was here to explain to you.
Yeah. About getting the hips around? What was he going to explain?
No, just the little things that Amari Cooper does for the Raiders that doesn't go
except catch the ball.
But they haven't thrown him the ball.
Oh, because he's not open?
Well, he's double teamed.
Oh, okay. All right. Julio Jones, speaking of amazing receivers that I would give a first round pick for. 707 receiving yards so far this season. However, he has become the first player in NFL history to have that many receiving yards over the first 6 weeks without a touchdown. Is it just a matter of time for Jones, or is this a serious situation that Jones owners need to worry about?
For fantasy owners, yeah, it's thank God in a league like ours.
Yes, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter that much, but in leagues that have a more,
where it's you get the 6 points for a touchdown type thing?
Yeah, where the touchdowns are more important than all the other things, then yeah, right. I'd be worried.
two more for you.
Okay.
Head coach Hugh Jackson says that Nick Chubb needs to get more action, yet he only ran the ball 3 times for 25. Well, we all
we said
we need to stop this because, as you know,
Carlos Hyde just got traded.
Traded to
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, yes. Which means probably Leonard Fournette's done for the year.
I'm thinking it's probably going to be.
And if he does come back, can you imagine Carlos Hyde, and Leonard Fournette, and T.J. Yeldon?
Yeah. Well, I think Carlos Hyde would.
You don't have a quarterback, so that's when you start running the wishbone.
There you go. Yeah, because Blake Bortles can't throw the ball anyway.
Army football. Oh, man. How long are we going to have to put up with Hugh Jackson as the coach of the Browns? Seriously.
I think this is his last year. Maybe another year.
I hope you're right.
My
next question was,
what do you think? You didn't. I mean, I know you want to get rid of him, but do you think he's got another year?
Hugh Jackson?
Yeah.
Not if it keeps going the way he's going.
They win. Let's say they win 6 games.
Well, they're not going to win 6 games.
Total?
No. They have 1, right?
2.
2 wins and a tie?
Hold on.
They're not going to win 6 games. And I'll tell you what, if they didn't trade away Carlos Hyde, I would have been on the phone if I'm the Packers trying to get Nick Chubb from them.
They're not going to give up.
They're not playing him.
And what do we need another running back for that we're not going to play?
Because we don't have a running back right now. That's why Aaron Rodgers is throwing the ball over the place, other than the fact that he's the greatest quarterback of all time. And finally, speaking of that, Aaron Rodgers became the first quarterback in NFL history on Monday to throw for 400 yards plus in consecutive games without an interception. Question 1. Is the GOAT Aaron Rodgers back?
No. Fantasy-wise, maybe. The NFL-wise, hell no.
Is he going to make it 3 consecutive weeks next week? 400-plus yards, no interceptions. I might take that bet.
Okay.
And finally, in the news and notes, Leonard Fournette ran on Monday, but I think he's going to be done.
How about we take this bet?
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers will not throw for 400 yards if the Packers are leading.
Well, no, because you know how the Packers' game plan works. If they go into the second half with a lead.
You mean Aaron Rodgers sucks in the first half?
No, if they go into the second half with a lead, Mike McCarthy thinks that they picked up Emmitt Smith at halftime, and they just run every down.
Okay.
So there, yeah. I'm done with the news.
Throw that away.
Anything else?
No, I think we hit the Carlos Hyde getting traded. I think that was one of the big
things.
That
was a big thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Not much else going on other than the injuries and. Which means it's time to break open the Beat the Host music. You ready for that?
Let's do it.
I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. Now what? I'm sorry. Winning. I'll be over here, like, winning.
We're gonna win so much. You may even get tired of winning.
It's time once again for the part of the podcast that everybody waits for. No, it's not the Fantasy Girl of the Week. It's Beat the Host, where yours truly, me, kicks ass, takes names, and gives you the players on who you should start, who you should sit each week for your fantasy football team. On the line with, well, actually, he's not on the line. He's here in person. He was in La Crosse last week checking out colleges, right?
Yeah.
Drew, everybody. The one and only Drew. And apparently we have a...
audience.
Jesus. This is a professional situation here. Settle down. It's time for Beat the Host. You ready for this? You have your players ready to go?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
And as you know, one running back, one quarterback, one receiver, one tight end. 5 or 6 points for every touchdown. We'll let you have 6 points. For every touchdown, and 1 point for every 10 yards rushing, receiving, or passing. You're going to get the first pick. You're going to tell me what position you want to pick from. And then Dan and I will make a pick in that same position after you make your pick. And then we'll go over some must-starts and don't-bothers for all the people playing fantasy football out there. And then to make it just a little bit tougher, we take out the top five scoring players in the CFFL, so you can't pick from there. Deal?
Deal.
Any questions?
No.
Anything you want to tell us about yourself? Are you married? You have children?
Not married.
No?
No children.
Coming up soon?
Probably not.
Okay.
I'm only 17. So
oh, okay. Oh, well, oh, yeah. He said, keep it in your, settle down then. No marriage. So what position do you want to start with?
I'll start with quarterback.
Quarterback. The top five that you cannot pick from this week: Matt Ryan, Patrick Mahomes, Ben Roethlisberger, Kirk Cousins, and oh, look who's in the top five, the GOAT, Aaron Rodgers. Who would you like?
I'll take Andrew Luck.
You're going with Andrew Luck, and you must have been looking at my list. Because Andrew Luck is one of my must-starts. Andrew Luck, last week he scored 23 points against the Jets for fantasy owners. In the last three games, Luck has 11 touchdowns and has scored over 22 fantasy points in each of those games. I still don't trust that shoulder on him or the neck beard, but you need to keep him in your fantasy lineup anyway, and he's your guy. Dan, you want second pick, or are you just going to sit here and chuckle all
day? I'm just chuckling because of the audience in the background.
Okay.
So,
your quarterback.
I'm going to go Matthew Stafford taking on Miami.
Matthew Stafford, not one of my must-starts.
Shocker.
But, you know, that's okay. Matthew Stafford for Dan, which leaves me with me. And I'm going to go the best guy out there. You know who that is. It's going to be Jared Goff of the L.A. Rams. Jared Goff, not a must-start for me, but better than your two guys.
Even without Cooper Kupp?
Even without Cooper Kupp, because he's playing a has-been team, the San Francisco 49ers, who Aaron Rodgers destroyed last week, like a little schoolgirl on the playground. Other must-starts for me, Jameis Winston against Cleveland. You know I don't like him. We talked about this. Actually, we haven't talked. We'll be talking about this in the bets. Winston threw for 4 touchdowns and 31 fantasy points in his first start since returning from stupidity suspension. The Browns are allowing an average of 340 yards as well as over 24 fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks while on the road. I also like this week Carson Wentz and his bum knee going against the Panthers. As far as don't bothers, your guy, Matthew Stafford.
Oh, no.
Yes. There may not be much of a choice out there with fantasy owners because a lot of guys on bye this week, but Stafford has scored less than 16 fantasy points in 8 of his last 12 road games.
All they do is throw the ball in Detroit.
Do you want to make a different pick?
No.
You want to talk into the microphone?
I'm good.
And the Dolphins are only giving up 15 fantasy points per game to quarterbacks in the Miami humidity. You're going to lose again on us, aren't you? My other don't bother this
you
week.
Just keep carrying me, okay?
Alex Smith versus Dallas. Alex Smith has scored no more than 17 fantasy points just once this season. And this week he goes against the Cowboys, who are holding quarterbacks at just over 16 fantasy points per game this year. I also want you to keep on your bench Marcus Mariota. And that's hard to say. Going against the Chargers in England this week. You want to do the second pick, Dan?
Sure.
All right, what do you want to do?
I want to take running back, and I'm going to go Joe Mixon.
The top five that you can't pick from.
I'm sorry.
Todd Gurley, Saquon Barkley, Melvin Gordon, James Conner, and Ezekiel Elliott. So who do you want?
I'm going to go Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon, one of my must-starts.
Oh, yes, I hit it.
I've been waiting for him to come back so I can call him a must-start again after his little knee surgery cleanup thing, and that today's the time. Over the last two games, Mixon has 39 PPR points, and this week he faces off with the Chiefs, who are giving up the third most yards and 9 touchdowns to running backs this year. Drew, you could have the second pick.
All right, I'll go with Sony Michel.
Sony Michel for the Patriots. We actually talked about this, that he's actually going to play this week, aren't we?
Yeah, I thought we did, yeah.
Sony Michel for Drew. Okay. I'm very busy writing all this stuff down because Dan doesn't want to do it. Joe Mixon for Dan and me. You know who I'm taking? Not him. I am taking Kareem Hunt of the Kansas City Chiefs because he's a stud.
They have no idea who that is.
My other must-starts for this week are Tevin Coleman against the Giants. Devonta Freeman out on the IR. He's the guy in Atlanta now, Tevin Coleman. His first start as the guy comes against a terrible New York Giants defense. Get him in your lineup. I also like Kenyon Drake. Could have taken him, Drew, but you didn't. He's concerned that he isn't getting enough action to make it a must-start option, but a lot of guys on bye this week. Don't bother for me this week. Alex Collins versus New Orleans. Now, you might be saying, how do you keep a guy out of the lineup who's coming off the best start of his career against one of the worst defenses in the NFL? I'll tell you why.
Please.
You need to remember that the Saints, for as bad as they are, giving up a paltry 2.78 yards per rush attempt this season and just over 19 PPR points per game to running backs. That's why you keep him on your bench. My other don't bother this week, Nyheim Hines versus Buffalo. Marlon Mack returning to the lineup in Indy. Hines has been held back in touches and other action. Last week, Hines only had 5 touches and was only in 43% of the snaps. I'm not saying he's a bust, but you might want to hold off putting him in your lineup until he starts getting a little more action. Which brings me to my pick. And I'm going to go receivers. Not available this week for you, Adam Thielen, Tyreek Hill, DeAndre Hopkins, Davante Adams, Green Bay with the Aaron Rodgers GOAT guy.
With the GOAT, yeah.
And Julio Jones of Atlanta. And my pick is going to be... Ooh. My pick is going to be Robert Woods of the Rams to go with my Jared Goff. Who would you like, Drew?
I'll go with Antonio Brown.
He's off this week. Oh. So we'll let you pick a different guy.
Oh, thank you. I'll go with Michael Thomas.
Damn it. Michael Thomas of the Saints.
He's a must start, right?
Well, not on my list.
Oh, he was on mine.
I mean, he's an obvious must start.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Who do you want, Dan?
I have a choice between Mike Evans and A.J. Green, and I think I'm going to go with my guy, Mike Evans.
Mike Evans with the guy who likes to touch Uber drivers in Arizona, Jameis Winston.
Let it go, okay?
All right. I'm just saying. It was a thing. Other must-starts for me, Jarvis Landry against Tampa Bay. I love Jarvis Landry this week, not only because he's on my team, but because he's an amazing player. There isn't a team in the NFL that has allowed more catches, yards, and fantasy points to receivers in the slot other than Tampa Bay. Jarvis Landry. Also, Alshon Jeffrey versus Carolina. Much like Jarvis Landry, Jeffrey is going up against the perfect defense for his position. The Panthers are allowing 11 catches and 5 touchdowns, and they're giving up the third most fantasy points to receivers split out wide. As far as don't bother, Corey Davis against the Chargers. Actually, I don't like any receiver from the Titans, but let's just go with Corey Davis. He hasn't been playing good since his amazing game against the Eagles. He has a mere 12 fantasy points in the last 2 games, and now he's facing the Chargers, who are allowing just over 103 yards a game to receivers out wide. And Cole Beasley against Washington, the white guy. Never have a white guy on your starting lineup at receiver. Don't be fooled by last week's performance. The Washington defense is nothing to scoff at when talking about performance against slot receivers. You're talking 1 touchdown and 4th fewest PPR points to that spot in the roster. And Drew, you get the last pick, and it's going to be tight ends. As far as the guys you can pick from, Travis Kelce, Zach Ertz, Eric Ebron, George Kittle, and Jared Cook. Which makes your pick?
All right, I'm going to go with Gronk.
You're going with the Gronk.
Yes.
That would have been my pick, damn it. Now I have to look second and third. Dan?
I'm going to go O.J. Howard.
O.J. Howard, because you did the camera break last week?
Yeah, since he screwed me last week.
All right, well, I'm going to stick with the guy that won it for me last week. We're going Austin Hooper. Austin Hooper of Atlanta. Other must-starts that don't bother is Kyle Rudolph versus the Jets. Now, you know, if you listen to this segment every week, I love Kyle Rudolph.
I know.
This week looks pretty good for Kyle as he goes against a Jets defense that is not the healthiest right now and has given up almost 800 yards and 6 touchdowns to slot receivers, which is where Rudolph lines up most of the time. Also, this guy, C.J. Uzomah. You know him, right? Cincinnati guy?
I have no idea.
Against Kansas City. Who'd have thought I'd be calling C.J. Uzomah a must-start, but hear me out. C.J. has a respectable 111.5 fantasy points last week. And this week, Steelers defense, not very good last week. This week, the Chiefs, who are allowing an average of 91 yards and the third most fantasy points of tight end so far this season. C.J. Uzomah in your lineup. Don't bother, it's Ben Watson versus Baltimore. We're talking about the Ravens defense. That means it's going to be a tough time for guys who have a hard time getting open against mediocre defenses. And you know who that is, right? Who was it I just said?
I have no idea.
Ben Watson. Keep him on your bench. Baltimore has given up a measly 6.3 fantasy points on average to tight ends playing in Baltimore this season. And finally, Greg Olsen versus Philadelphia. Not much going on there. I don't trust a broken foot. Right?
I wouldn't.
Greg Olsen on your bench. So those are our picks for this week. Beat the host. Drew, you have Andrew Luck, Sony Michel, Michael Thomas, and the Gronk. Dan, Matthew Stafford, Joe Mixon, Mike Evans, and O.J. Howard. And me, the winner, Jared Goff, Kareem Hunt, Robert Woods, and Austin Hooper. If you win, you're going to get an autographed picture of Dan and me for in your car, or you can give it to your girlfriend, and you're going to get a bottle and can koozie that you won't be able to use until you're 21.
All right.
But unless you have soda.
Yeah.
Soda and a bottle of root beer.
There you go.
Right? So good luck. Anything you want to say? I mean,
I hope I win.
Well, I hope somebody wins too other than me all the time, but. That's that.
I appreciate you carrying the team.
Well, I know, because otherwise we'd be broke if it wasn't for me. 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 So that's it for Beat the Host. Again, Drew looking to beat us, but not going to happen. It's time now for us to make some bets.
Ace Rothstein was a hell of a handicapper. I can tell you that.
Clark, they don't play the same games here that they do at them regular casinos.
You know, I'm guaranteeing a win this week.
For?
Beat the Host.
Okay. Well,
poor Drew.
Poor Drew.
He's young.
Yes.
It's time for the bets, everybody. We're in the casino. If you would have been paying attention last week, you would have ignored all my college bets. Because I don't even...
And you probably would have taken my...
I think I had one college bet right. But my NFL bets,
you
I was 1 point away in the New England-Kansas City game. If New England would have won by 4, I would have had a beautiful $300 parlay win. Went 5-0-1. And you actually did pretty well last week, too, because that other week, weren't you the 1-2? You had 5
yeah, that was
picks and a push?
Yep.
So, like the guy on radio,
it was
who
Buffalo.
I went 3-2. This is the place you need to be listening and making your money on. Damn it!
God, I sucked last week. I only had 2 pro games and 2.
Well, we had a lot of opposites last week.
Yeah.
So let's start like we always do with the pro bets. My first game. Because you're going to want to hear these anyway, because you know I know things now.
I'm going to write these down. Hold on.
I have the L.A. Chargers minus 6.5 versus Tennessee. Titans' good defense has just completely disappeared recently. Lately. Chargers have the second-best yards per play differential in the NFL football. And if this was 7 or more points, I would stay away from the game. But under 7, I'm in. Give me the Chargers, I'll give you 6.5.
Is that game?
That's the one that's in London.
Oh, so it's...
it's a road game kind of for both.
Yeah, but those don't ever... those don't go well usually, do they?
Yeah, because what? Seattle won last week. Crushed the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, see, that's what is usually... it ends up being a really bad game.
But there's a difference. The Raiders and the Seahawks are kind of the same team. L.A. is clearly better than Tennessee right now.
I think talent-wise, yes. But for some reason, they don't put it together until...
That thin air of London?
Yeah, maybe.
Your first game.
Okay, my first game. I don't believe the Bears are as real as everybody thinks they are.
Okay.
How New England is only getting...
giving up 3.5?
Giving up 3.5. I don't care if it's at Chicago. I don't care if it's in London. I was going to say New London. That's a small little town in Wisconsin. I take New England minus 3.5 at Chicago.
I agree with you. I have that one also, and here's why. Quarterbacks with fewer than 20 games of experience have a record of 0-10.
Where do you find this shit?
I do research. 20 games of experience have a record of 0-10, including 10 touchdowns and 11 interceptions against the Patriots. Ignore the stats on the Bears' rush defense.
Right.
Those stats were padded against the teams of Arizona, Packers, and Tampa.
And Green Bay.
Sony Michel is going to have a career day against the Bears' rush defense. So here's the thing. Sony Michel must start.
Oh, definitely.
And New England Patriots giving up 3.5.
Are you?
This isn't even a trap game,
right,
I don't think.
No.
This is just stupidity.
Well, it's just people believing too much into the Bears' defense.
I agree.
And the fact that Trubisky had 3 touchdowns. Shit, I swear to God, any quarterback in the league can have a game where they
against
can have,
Miami? Yeah.
Well, against anybody and have 3 touchdowns.
Your next game.
I'm going with the Philly. I'm taking Philly minus 4.5 at home against Carolina.
I have that one also.
Did you go the same
way? I have Philly minus 4.5. Cam Newton has shown himself to be a terrible quarterback when he's under pressure.
Right.
His rating under pressure is a mere 24.8. That's not good. Add to that, the Panthers lost to the Redskins, who held the line of scrimmage. And no team holds the line of scrimmage quite like the Eagles do. The last time these two teams met, the Eagles held Carolina runners to 16 rushing yards, forcing Newton to throw the ball 52 times. And here's a stat that's going to get you. When Newton throws the ball more than 39 times in his career, the Panthers are 3-12-1. Give me the Eagles.
Oh, it got me.
See,
that was good acting.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what did I do? All right, your next game.
Okay, my next game. I got burned by Minnesota last week, but 3.5 points giving up 3.5 at the Jets.
Yep.
Once again, it's one of those games I don't see.
This, I think, is the trap game.
That I should be worried about.
Yeah. Yeah. If I was going to take that game, I was looking at that. I had the Jets circled.
So you didn't take this game at all?
I didn't take this game. Okay. I was scared.
Scared.
Because I think it's a trap.
What? Because the Jets. The Jets aren't as good as.
I don't think the Vikings are. I don't think the Vikings are as good as. It's kind of like the Bears thing. They're not as good as people are thinking they are.
I just have a feeling Mike Zimmer is going to make Sam Darnold his B.I.
Female dog?
Yes.
Well, we'll have to see. So you have the Vikings minus 3.5.
Yep.
My next game, Tampa Bay minus 3 against Cleveland. The Browns defense has been a bit of an issue recently, giving up 475 yards per game in their last 3.
You believe in Jameis, don't you?
No, I don't. But,
oh, okay.
Because as you know, I'm not a huge Winston fan. However, he's got some nice weapons around him where even he is going to do well. And I think they're going to run up and down the field.
I hope Cleveland. So. I played
you
a Peyton.
You have Cleveland playing, don't you?
No.
Or Jameis playing.
Well, I have Jameis and Peyton Barber.
Oh. Your next game?
I have that game, too.
You took Tampa minus three.
Well, even though I'm a huge.
We're either going to be big winners or we're going to get our ass kicked.
I know I've been usually a big Cleveland fan, but I.
Do you realize that there are mock drafts out there right now that have Tampa Bay taking, I believe it's a quarterback out of West Virginia in the first round? They're going to just get rid of Jameis, let him go.
Where
should have kept that bet.
He's not going to be out of the NFL.
There's no one going to take
him. I guarantee. Oh,
if he can't make it in Tampa, the state where he commits all his crimes, allegedly,
right?
He ain't going to make it anywhere else.
Okay, I'll take that bet.
Your next. Oh, you took that game, right?
Yep, yeah, I took.
My next game is Dallas plus a point and a half versus Washington.
You sound like you were in the haunted house last night. Oh, Shouldn't it be me?
It was a long day yesterday.
Okay.
Couldn't sleep. Had a lot of laundry soap to clean up. Damn it. Dallas plus 1.5 versus Washington. Dak Prescott is 4-0 against the Redskins.
But he's not that good.
Not that good, but he's 4-0 against the Redskins.
Okay.
And Washington has a minus 2 yards per play differential when the two teams meet. Give me the Cowboys in the point and a half. They're going to win that game outright.
Couldn't agree more.
Really?
Yes. We are going to really eat a sucker.
And my final game, I have Atlanta minus 6 against the Giants. Yes, the Falcons defense is not very good. But the other more important fact that remains, it doesn't matter who the other offense is. The Falcons can score virtually at will, and there's no way the Giants are going to be able to keep up with them. Give me the Falcons. I'll lay the 6 points.
Couldn't agree more.
You have that one also?
Yep.
The
Giants just...
Not very well.
It's almost like they're like trying to lose to get the number one pick.
Yes, and they're going to take a quarterback too. That was what I have in the mock draft I saw. They're going to take Justin Herbert.
I just don't... I don't know. I don't like any rookie quarterbacks. I don't know why. I do have one more game.
You do? You have 7? Wow.
Yeah. This is what's going to put me over the hump.
Okay.
Kansas City minus 6.
Oh, I was scared on that game.
Cincinnati, I know, plays well, but for some reason, Kansas City's doing it. They're just... Patrick Mahomes looks like... Brett Favre.
Oh, yeah. Where's my rankings? Yeah, keep going. No, not thousands. Oh, okay. NFL rankings. Here we go. Yeah, I like Patrick Mahomes. But for as amazing as he is, where is he? Number 6 in yards.
For basically a rookie quarterback.
Yep.
That's not bad for... A basically rookie quarterback.
If we were looking at this as by touchdowns, he'd be number one.
What are you looking at? It passing.
Well, the NFL does
that stupid quarterback rating thing.
No, this is on yards. That's the way the NFL ranks their top quarterbacks is by yards. But you can pick any stat you want.
How is Patrick Mahomes not
on yards? He only has 1,865 yards.
And what does Douchebag have?
Tom Brady has 1,599.
What does the other Douchebag have?
Ben Roethlisberger, 2,033. Aaron Rodgers has 1,997. He is 37 yards behind Ben Roethlisberger.
Right.
And as far as interceptions... Roethlisberger 6, Aaron Rodgers 1.
And how did he get that one?
It's
a miracle.
Bounced off the hands of a receiver.
Yep, had to have.
156 completions for Aaron Rodgers.
What about fumbles lost?
Fumbles lost, they don't show that on here.
Oh, of course they don't.
No, they don't. Because they show interceptions.
Aaron probably would be top 5 on that.
Quarterback rating. Ooh, Patrick Mahomes has beaten Aaron Rodgers by 12 points. But we're done with them.
Okay. that ruined my good argument.
Let's move on to the college bets. I have 7.
Ooh, I don't
this
have.
This is where I got hurt last week. But I'm getting back on that horse because, you know, if you fall off, you got to get back on.
You got to get back on. Don't.
I'm taking Alabama minus 29 against Tennessee. I'm taking Florida State minus 10.5 against Wake Forest. I have Penn State minus 14 against Indiana. I have California minus 6.5 against Oregon State. And my new favorite team, one of them, Central Florida, minus 21 against East Carolina. And two more, Ohio State minus 14 against Purdue.
Got it.
I don't understand why that's only 14 points.
Because Purdue won last week. And
oh, so right away they're going to beat Ohio State?
Yeah, that or at least cover the 14.
They don't realize Ohio State gets paid a lot of money for those players. And finally, Oregon Ducks, quack, quack, quack attack, plus 1.5 against Washington State. Those are my picks. And I'm feeling good about the Oregon game because what's his douchebag on college game day?
Aaron Zahn.
No, the old guy with the Ticonderoga pencils.
Oh, Lee.
Lee Corso put on the Washington State hat, which means go the other way. Big money.
Unfortunately, I took Oregon plus the 1.5.
Yes, because they're amazing.
I agree with you with Ohio State minus 14 at Purdue, just because Purdue beat Illinois 46-7.
Right.
Doesn't
matter?
Doesn't matter. I'm taking Clemson minus 16 against North Carolina State.
Ooh.
And I jump back on my Florida Atlantic minus 3 at Marshall. And then my last but not least.
I was looking at that game. I'm like, should I take that?
Lane Kiffin, I love him.
Oh, my God.
Auburn minus 4 at Mississippi.
Wow.
That's probably a trap game, too.
I was looking at that game, too, and I was scared.
Okay.
That's it. Those are the bets. Check out the website, mycffl.com, on the wager page. I believe that's what it's called, even though we call it sports investing. And remember, it's only gambling if you don't know what you're doing, and scared money don't make money. And
all those other good sayings.
Don't bet any more than you can afford to lose. But I got parlays winning this week, hopefully.
Yeah, my cheap little three-team parlay didn't
get that one done.
It was terrible.
Anyways, it's time, because you're thirsty.
Always.
And Chanel West Coast is in there.
She's thirsty. she might not be thirsty. She's probably more
wanting a little wacky tobacco.
Yeah.
So it's time for the Fantasy Girl, everybody. Here we go. Anyways, here we are in the club, everybody. Dan's got his drink.
I'm beside Chanel, just like Stilo.
So you don't need the pictures?
Oh, no.
All right. So
with her,
it's tough.
It is, because it's either
she's got chubby hips.
Or she's like,
but we love
smoking,
Chanel.
Smoking hot.
Sometimes she is, yes.
And then other times she's so not.
Well, it all depends on the clothes.
So you're going to show the good pictures on the website, right?
Oh, God, you're going to love the pictures on the website. Oh, man. Let's see. Chanel West Coast, does that help you? No. While we're doing that, Chelsea Chanel Dudley.
Well, that doesn't sound.
No, that's why she changed her name.
That's why she's no kidding.
She was born September 1st, 1988 in Los Angeles, California. Better known by the name Chanel West Coast. She's a rapper, singer, model, actress, and television personality. Guess if one thing doesn't work,
she can.
You do a bunch of things. Does that help you?
There we go.
Chanel rose to stardom with roles in MTV's Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory,
which is hilarious,
and Ridiculousness, which is sometimes fun.
Oh, it just sucks you in when you're watching it. So there we go.
Do you like that one?
Yeah.
All right. Growing up, Chanel spent her time living between North Hollywood with her mother and New York City with her father. Her father was a DJ and often took Chanel to nightclubs throughout the city as a child. So she was partying it up as a young kid. She took singing and dancing lessons at a young age. The 30-year-old rapper.
She's 30 years old now?
Well, she was born in 88.
Wow, she's getting up there.
She weighs 121 pounds.
That I can believe.
She wears a size 6 dress, stands 5 foot 3 inches tall, which means she's a short person. A little person.
A little person.
Wears a size 6 dress and has blonde hair.
Because Dave loves his blonde hair.
I didn't pick this one. This is your girl.
Oh, you talk about her all the time.
Her measurements are... So you got to rethink this because this could cost you lunch.
Could cost me lunch.
5 foot three, 121 pounds.
Do I get choice of...
Check her out on the website, mycffl.com, on the Fantasy Girl page.
Do I get a choice of if I want to go bra or...
Sure.
Okay. I'll go 35.
36.
Oh, that's a dang.
Yeah.
Okay.
Waist.
Wait, now can I guess bra because I just...
Sure.
I am curious.
Yeah.
I'm thinking 34C.
That's correct.
Right on?
You should have went with that. Waist.
See, in some of the pictures that you look on the website,
yeah.
Not it, flattering.
Sometimes she's bloated.
Yeah, so I'll go 25.
26. You're still winning this. This is the one that's going to get you.
Oh, God, the pressure.
Hips.
Hips. 37.
Shut the fuck up.
What?
That's exactly right.
Is it really?
God. I thought I had this loaded and locked.
Well, I mean, look at some of the...
Were such odd measurements. I'm oh, there's no way he's going to get
this. Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm really hoping you do her justice on the really good pictures, but there's some...
Oh, you're going to love the pictures.
There's some pictures of her that
I only picked the good ones.
Okay.
You're actually going to look this week.
Well, I look every week.
That's it. Chanel West Coast, your fantasy girl of the week, everybody. Check
free
her out on the website.
Lunch. we're going to Brazil.
Is that what we're doing? Yeah, Texas Day, Brazil?
Yeah, that's right.
Check her out on the website, mycffl.com. That's it for this week. Good luck to Drew and beat the host. He's going to need it.
Need it.
I'm looking at another victory over all of you.
I got to... I'm due, right?
Yeah, I would think, yeah. Because I was actually scared last week until Aaron Rodgers and Devontae played. Thank God I had both of them. Because otherwise I was going to get throttled.
I expect Aaron Rodgers to get his 400 yards. I mean, if you're the greatest quarterback of all time.
Which he is, yeah.
You should get 400 yards every week.
Well, depends on the game plan. Depends on how the game goes. Proceeds throughout the,
right.
You know, the 3 hours.
So,
questions, comments, concerns, email us, cffpodcast@hotmail.com or Dan at
strap1971@yahoo.com.
Good luck, everybody. Remember, a lot of bye weeks this week. Check those rosters. Check those schedules.
Yeah, there's some tough ones.
Make sure to give us a call on the call-in line, 414-520-8249. I thought we'd be getting a little more action on that than we are.
I guess I'm not.
Surprised?
Well, when did you talk to Brad?
Well, he texted me.
You.
He texted me, I think.
See, he's afraid to text me.
He texted me Monday or Tuesday.
Okay.
After he listened to the podcast and said, yeah, you're right. Yeah. I'm like, of course I am. I knew that. Thanks for the text, though.
Typical Democrat.
I wonder if I.
Right?
Oh. I wonder if I got rid of it.
Well, technically, you shouldn't text and phone calls should be on.
Well, they are, but I didn't want to react. I didn't want to get you angry.
Oh, okay. That's okay. It's Brad.
You're fine with that?
I take his.
You take shit from him anyway?
Well, no, I just. His Yeah.
Okay. And what else are we going to do? I think that's it.
That's it, I think.
Have a good week. We'll talk to you again next week. You want to be on Beat the Host? Send us a text message or make a phone call or whatever you want to do.
Or just stop by in Hartford.
Yeah, or West Dallas, wherever
and,
we're at.
And speaking of Hartford, a shameless little plug. You got this weekend, or tonight and next weekend, Friday and Saturday next weekend, the Hartford community, shoot, I forgot their...
what it's called?
What their group is, but they're doing Terror on Rural Street.
Yep.
My daughter and boyfriend and I were in the haunted house last night.
Yep.
Loving every minute of
what
it.
What were you dressed as?
I don't know what I was, but I was in a drop window room.
Oh.
And those are fun.
Scaring the shit out of little girls.
Yes, pretty much.
That's it, everybody. Good luck with your week this week, and until next time, be good.
Bye-bye.